Hello and welcome to another episode of Diabetes Dialogue, Technology, Therapeutics, and Real World Perspectives. My name is Diana Isaacs. I am joined with my co-host, Natalie Bellini.
Live. We can touch each other.
We're not through the
right. Exactly.
And we had to get on here, so we're very excited. Hot off the press, Insulin Icodec, a weekly, is officially available via the pharmacy in the United States. It did get approved a few months ago, but we haven't been able to officially get it until now.
So excited, right? We've been talking about once weekly insulin and all the benefits to having something, you know, if you have someone that you don't like, they're just not doing it. They're struggling with it. They need help doing it. I could bring it to someone like my mom and give it once a week and keep it out of her house as she ages in place. So many different ways to just get consistency. People forgetting before they go to bed. And you see it in their downloads. This, I think, is going to be have a real place in our armamentarium for insulins in general. So once weekly basal insulin, let's talk about it. So about 4,200 participants across phase two and three trials. A1C reduction was superior for Icodec among insulin naive participants. And that was through these trials called Onwards 1, 3, and 5, and those in switching from daily basal insulin and Onwards 2. So the latter trial demonstrating improved diabetes treatment satisfaction scores with insulin Icodec versus insulin degludec. This isn't surprising, right? I can do something once a week or every single day. I think that's where we always talk about the burden of diabetes. This is going to be really, really nice for a lot of people.
Yeah, I do think is that this is right now approved for type 2 diabetes.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's actually been studied in type 1 diabetes. However, it did not gain the approval in type 1 diabetes. There was a little bit of higher rates of hypoglycemia. And so the FDA wanted to see some additional information. And there's actually ongoing trials right now. We're one of the sites at Cleveland Clinic, in fact, which is still being studied in type 1. So type 2 is the indication. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, maybe it'll be used off-label. We can always use our clinical judgment that I could for sure think of some use cases where
absolutely
taking it once a week, even in people with type 1, could prevent DKA and be very good. But officially, it's approved for type 2 diabetes.
And I think that when we think about that increased risk of hypoglycemia with people with type 1 diabetes, maybe when we titrate, the titration just becomes not as aggressive. Maybe when we, so let's talk a little bit about dosing with type 2s, and then maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that type 1 population, because I do honestly, as a clinician, see a very big place for this as well.
Right. So in terms of dosing, it is very different, right? Because it's once a week. So it makes sense if someone was going to take 10 units a day, right? If you're taking it only once a week, you would need 70 units, right?
That easy.
Would be the equivalent. Now, it is actually a more concentrated insulin. It is U700 insulin, which I suspect will, you know, people get a little uncomfortable around concentrated insulins, but really it's only available in a pen. So you don't really need to worry about the concentration. The reason it's more concentrated is so the volume is much more comfortable.
Absolutely.
I mean, right. If it was U100 insulin, the volume of liquid that would need to be injected at one time, it would just be so much. It would take forever to give that injection.
Right.
And so that is why it's more concentrated. Also, because it's more concentrated and you're giving large amounts, the increment, instead of being one unit at a time, it's actually going to be 10 units at a time. So that's just important to know if you're going to increase from 70 units, your next dose is going to be 80 units. You can't do 71, you can't do 75. You're going to go 10 units at a time, which is really not much.
It's just one point something a day when you actually add. So if I say I'm going to take 10 more units and you say 10 more units of basal, but remember you're dividing that 10 units by 7 days. So you're at what, 1.2 a day? I mean, or 1.15 a day. So you're not really going up much differently if you go in 10 unit increments. We have to unlearn what our brains were thinking, right? Which takes a little bit of a minute. So let's talk about it. Insulin naive patients, week one, or people with diabetes, I apologize. Week one, 70 units. Week two, 70 units plus the titration. And what titration is we're looking at that fasting glucose. If it's greater than 130, we're going to add 20 units. If it's between 80 and 130, we're going to leave it alone, continue that same dose of 70. And then if it's less than 130, I'm sorry, less than 80, we're going to take away 20 units. And remember, taking away 20 units is basically like 2 to 2.5 units a day you're taking away when you take away 20 at a time. So don't think about it as, oh my goodness, you took away 20 units. You took away 20 units over 7 days.
Right. And also, so if someone is coming from an existing long-acting insulin, we can still switch them. What we would want to do is take their current dose, and you actually would want to, you know, you can either multiply it by 7 to get what their dose would be per week. But actually, for the initial dosing, it's recommended to get about 50% more. And that is just because it takes longer. It has a longer half-life. It's going to take longer to get to steady state. So if you start off with initially a higher dose, you're going to get to steady state faster. And so the recommendation is to take the existing dose and actually multiply it by 10.5. And that will get you your first dose. And then from there, you can just take 7 times that initial dose. So on a practical level, let's say you were taking 10 units a day. So that would be, you know, 10.5 times that would be, well, I got to do the math now. It'd be about 110 units. It'd be 105, but you're not going to take 105. You've got to round to either 100 or 110. Are you pulling out your calculator?
Yeah, I'm like,
So you would have to take
a long week. Great. Yep.
So depending on someone's current glucose levels. And then after that, you'd go back down to 70 units until you're ready to titrate based on those glucose levels. So these are going to be some of like the new things, you know, we're going to figure out as we go along.
Yep.
And figure out how to adjust this. We'll need new titration algorithms, kind of like the one you just mentioned, because, you know, in the past we're used to, okay, every 3 to 4 days we can increase by 2, decrease by 2. Commonly we make adjustments 10 to 20% at a time. And I think it'll be similar for this too.
Absolutely.
Thinking that, you know, obviously you're not going to make dose adjustments more than once a week because you can't, right? You're only taking it once a week. But I think in a lot of cases, we'll take a look at the last 2 to 4 weeks, and then we may adjust it 10 to 20% based on what those fasting and pre-meal glucose levels look like.
So there is going to be a little bit of learning in this for all of us. And that as we prescribe this, as we talk about this, someone brought up the other day, what are we going to do when we go to the hospital? And actually, interestingly, people are like, leave it alone.
Yeah.
Right. So unless you're there 7 days, the average hospital admit, I think, is less than 3 right now. You may do nothing at all. You know, if we need to use IV glucose to hold it, somebody steady during fasting, we may have to do that. But like, truthfully, if you're on the right dose of basal insulin, it shouldn't be covering meals. It shouldn't be dropping you overnight. It shouldn't be doing any of these things. So there is going to be some learning curve there. There's going to be some learning curve with people. I think insulin naive people won't. It doesn't matter to them. They don't know 10 units versus 38 units versus 125 units, right? So that people on insulin and starting and converting from basal insulin, where they're taking, you know, 10 or 20 units a day, to say now you're going to take 70 or 140 units once a week, that education is going to be a little bit different, right?
Actually, you know, I'm hopeful that actually the transition to the hospital will be okay. Because if this is in someone's system, assuming
it actually might improve their hospitalizations, right? Like, actually,
it would be important to try to find out when the last dose was. But yeah, I mean, they're going to have basal insulin in their system. So in theory, all you'd really need would be that correction dose, the correction scale. You monitor their glucose, give correction as needed. But yeah, it may actually be easier. Their glucose levels may be better managed. So I think we'll see. Of course, we need to follow them closely, make sure they're not experiencing hypoglycemia, as with any insulin. But I, you know,
it actually might be great. Right. Exactly. So we kind of go back and forth. There's going to be a little bit of education, but I think the reduction in burden, patient satisfaction scores, all those things are much higher with once weekly than daily overall. And so to me, it's like, we need to put this in our pocket now. We need to be able to offer it, you know, things that we don't know yet as we're now available in pharmacy is there a copay card? What about Medicare? Those kinds of things we'll know in the next handful of weeks to months.
Right. Like, would expect maybe a PA is required, but if you can think of a lot of use scenarios where if there's caregivers involved, this once weekly, or really medication taking behaviors that are suboptimal, this is going to really help. So yeah, we're very excited.
We're very excited.
Finally available. And with that, we thank you for tuning in to this quick update. And that wraps up this episode of Diabetes Dialogue, Technology, Therapeutics, and Real World Perspectives.
Thanks, everyone.